This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Friday, we end the week, and this has been a week. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. As we speak, a coup is underway in Turkey. Turkey is a Islamic country as well. I don't know how much this is going to affect us, if at all. Turkey is also part of NATO, so I like I said, I don't know. I do not know. They announced today that the army had taken over the entire management of the country to restore rule of law, as the country's prime minister admitted an attempt by a group within the military, while falling short of calling the attempt a military coup. Military statement read on Turkish state TV announced that martial law had been imposed across the country and a curfew had been declared. Statement added that Turkey was now being run by a peace council and that a new constitution would be drawn up soon. Earlier, the Dogan News agency published a statement from the military saying the coup was carried out to reinstall the constitutional order, democracy, human rights, and freedoms to ensure that the rule of law once again reigns in the country for the law and order to be reinstated. Very, very sweet sounding, anyway. The military statement went on to say that all international agreements and commitments will remain. We pledge that good relations with all world countries will continue. Turkish President, and I'm going to take a shot at this. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. And I'm sorry if I butchered that. Speaking by cell phone to CNN Turk from an unknown, is that actually a station? CNN Turk from an unknown location vowed that Turkey would overcome this invasion and called on Turks to gather in squares and see what this minority can, with their tanks and artillery, can do against the people. He said, throughout the history, those who make coups have been unsuccessful, and I absolutely believe that these will be unsuccessful as well. Adding that the architects of the takeover attempt will absolutely pay the price for this in heaviest manner. They've been reporting that gunshots have been heard in Ankara shortly before 11 p.m. local time Friday, as military helicopters flew over the entertainment hub of Beyoğlu district in Istanbul. Televisions aired footage of military tanks and TV stations reported Turkish state TV TRT had been taken over by military officials. Prime Minister Binali Yildirim admitted to Habertürk TV that an attempt had been made against the government and warned that those who carry out this attempt will be subjected to heaviest punishment. What is it with these politicians when they're getting their butts handed to them on a plate? They got to get out there and say, there will be the heaviest punishment. Yeah, okay.
There have been no reports of any casualties, and local media reported that ambulances were seen in front of Turkish military headquarters. Soldiers blocked entry to Ataturk Airport, where four tanks were stationed, according to the private Dogan news agency. Two other tanks and a military vehicle were stationed in front of the VIP terminal. The report said that soldiers had entered the tower and stopped all flights. In Washington, the National Security Council said President Barack Obama had been briefed on developments in Turkey and would continue to get regular updates on the unfolding situation. Haven't I read somewhere that he's never even met with his Department of Intelligence, DIA head? Haven't I read that somewhere? So who's talking to him? Of course, our Secretary of State, John Kerry, was in Moscow for talks with Russian officials on Syria on Friday, told reporters he didn't have details of the situation rapidly unfolding on the ground in Turkey, and that it would be inappropriate to comment on developments. He did express hope that the key ally and strategically important member of the coalition fighting ISIS would remain in place. I thought that ISIS was running into Turkey to hide. Was that not what I heard? I could have swore I heard that. Maybe I heard that. Anyway, I don't know. Oh, gosh. A military coup. I know this is bad things. This is bad for me to say, but sometimes I wish. Well, we don't have any generals in place anymore to do that here, do we? Because I would sit back and wait just to see what they did. And, you know, on the same day as this happening, the 28 pages of the 9/11 probe is released. You know, the one that addresses the Saudi connections to some of the hijackers. And this is going to recharge speculation over what, if anything, Saudi government officials knew. This has been under wraps for 13 years, which is about 12 years and 11 and a half months too long. The report contains numerous redactions, but states some hijackers were in contact with and received support or assistance from individuals who may be connected to the Saudi government. Is anybody surprised by that? I mean, everybody sort of knew this is what had happened. Report questioned whether Saudis who were in contact with the hijackers after they arrived in the U.S. knew what they were planning. The document, known as the 28 pages, names the people the hijackers associated with before they carried out the attacks. It identifies individuals who helped the hijackers get apartments, open bank accounts, attend local mosques, and get flight lessons. Okay. We don't need Saudi Arabia. We don't need OPEC. I don't know why this is a big deal. As far as this goes, if they reveal some stuff that Saudi Arabia did or abetted or assisted that led to 9/11, not a problem. Not a problem. Let's just pull everything out and leave them to their own devices because they don't really have a military there. They'll be screaming. They will be screaming. They can enjoy their Sharia law. Let them. I say let them have it. Let them keep it. And if they raise any sort of a ruckus, let's just look at them and, you know, look them square in the eye and say, look, this is very revealing that we see this now. And, you know, I know how things might have been then, because obviously otherwise this wouldn't have been covered up to this point. But it's out in the open now. And if you don't want us to make your whole country look like a black ashtray, I suggest you shut up. Go sit back. Enjoy your Sharia law. I won't tell anybody you've got your mistresses and your iPhones and your supercars. This week has worn on me. It has worn on me, and I'm sorry. I apologize if I seem tense. By the way, if all of a sudden I go away, I've got sort of a storm going on here right now. I'm hoping it just drifts right on over. Might knock the power out. We're just going to keep our fingers crossed for the entirety of this. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Captain Maeve. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trick. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down. What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
From the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale.
Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
You see me shooting it in a video, which I think Raven and I over here, we're getting a little antsy. We haven't shot anything lately. Video's coming. You'll be seeing some of that stuff coming from AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming from the 28th annual survey by the National Association of Chiefs of Police. An overwhelming percentage of our nation's police chiefs and sheriffs say that armed citizens actually reduce violent criminal activity. More than three-fourths, actually. The question is, can qualified law-abiding armed citizens help law enforcement reduce violent criminal activity? Yes, 76%. No, 18.6%. It's pretty impressive. Additionally, 87.9% of participating law enforcement officers said they think any vetted citizen should be able to purchase a firearm for sport or self-defense, with only 8.9% disagreeing and 3.2% replying N.A. Also of note, 96.1% of officers responding said they believe an illegal alien convicted of a crime should be deported after serving their sentence. This is called the 28th Annual National Survey Result. Conducted, they sent out a mailer to the police chiefs of police and sheriffs in the United States. It's a broad cross-section of professional command officers involving every state and every size department. The survey was conducted for the 28th consecutive year by the National Association of Chiefs of Police. Interesting to look at. It's very interesting to look at. When it comes to firearms, should any vetted citizen be able to purchase a firearm for sport or self-defense? 87.9%, yes. Does your department support nationwide recognition of state-issued concealed weapon permits? 86.4%, yes. Then there's a 76% about reducing criminal activity. Does your department use reality-based active shooter training? 82.3%, yes. Does your department sell confiscated firearms to help meet budget needs or cover budget shortfalls? 18% said yes. 81% said no. Why not? Why wouldn't you do that? I mean, once it's gone through its system. Anyway. Not bad. Not bad, folks. Not bad at all. I've not seen any of the video yet out of Nice. But watching it and reading about it, I can't understand how anyone with two neurons to rub together could support a political party or candidate that allows Muslim immigration, refugee or otherwise, into these United States. That's exactly how it started over there. If I had a blood pressure issue, I would have a spike every time I see footage of American citizens who are forced to choose between burning to death in agony or plummeting to their deaths from the Trade Center towers. And then I have seen some footage of the truck taking off while they're trying to shoot the guy and stop him. So here we have a choice, and it is a very clear choice. Do we support a candidate who puts the interests and security of the United States first? Or do we support a candidate who has a record of criminal activity, who looks at her political career as a way to fill her personal financial coffers? Pantsuit has a long history of feeding at the public trough, whether as a political spouse or an elected or appointed official. While her personal corruption may have started as acceptable, she's blown right through the somewhat unseemly and arrived well in the middle of snout down in the trough up to the ears. FBI has stated that she doesn't know how to handle classified information. We want to make her the chief executive. Then there's Pantsuit's position regarding Syrian refugees. She advocates bringing thousands of them here. So here's two questions for her to consider as she sits there enjoying her pantsuit. Number one, first and foremost, how does this benefit the United States and the taxpayers who have to pay for it? Number two, how are you going to vet them? As Ms. Clinton knows, the best way to truly vet a foreign national is through that person's government, a government with whom we have friendly ties. How do you do this with the Syrians? Like him or not, Trump does not have this issue, especially regarding immigration. Mr. Trump understands, as did President James Earl Carter, that sometimes we as a nation have to turn off the immigration spigot until we can figure out what is going on. You don't do that while they're still streaming in. You do not do that while they're still streaming in. And, you know, this is the thing that I don't understand. And for the people that are out there that are saying, well, you know, the United States is like a leader and we've got to be this for the world. We've got to be this. Do you really feel that way? I mean, is that conviction in you so much so that you're willing to give up your life? Huh? Are you willing to give up your life to a 7th century ideology? Because that's, you know, no matter what anybody says, no matter, you know, sure, there's moderate Muslims. I'm sure there are. I'd love to see some of them. You know, I'm just going by the law of averages. Has to be a few. I'm sure they're perfectly nice. I'm sure they're not terroristic at all. However, seeing as how there's a group, supposedly a very small minority group of them, that are giving the rest of them a bad name, sort of seems like they would be, and plus these guys are killing plenty of Muslims. ISIS kills plenty of Muslims. Sharia law kills plenty of Muslims. And despite all of this, the supposed moderate Muslims will not clean up their own home. So they're expanding. Nobody ever explains to me why the Syrians can't go to Saudi Arabia, where they have Sharia law. Nobody can explain to me why they can't go to the United Arab Emirates. Why? Why can't they go there? Seems like it'd be a shorter trip. They're already assimilated. You know, it's even the weather's alike. So I don't get it. Well, I do get it. They're spreading Sharia. They're spreading Sharia. And Clinton's all for it. So there you go. Pay me now, pay me later. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days.
Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
From the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com.
Like all other terrorist attacks, this will be, you know, this one on Bastille Day in Nice, approximately 10:40 p.m., 227th anniversary of Bastille Day. It's National Day. It's sort of like, you know, Independence Day. The attacker, a truck driver, drove his vehicle at a high speed into a large crowd of people. Still don't know. I've still heard. That it was packed with grenades. Why did he use the truck as the weapon if he had grenades? Anyway. Truck driver drove his vehicle at a high speed into a large crowd of people gathered on the Promenade d'Anglais on the French Riviera city for a fireworks display. The driver, who was eventually killed by the police, was zigzagging his vehicle for 1.2 miles at the crowd so that he could hit as many people as possible and was firing on the crowd as he drove. The authorities found the truck loaded with arms and grenades. Still don't know why. So I don't know why that he used the vehicle as the weapon. Now, this attack continues a long list of terrorist attacks in France since the beginning of the 21st century. From 2001 to 2016, they have been confronted with 18 terrorist attacks on its territory, 16 of which were related to Islamist terrorists and 2 to European radical groups. The National Liberation Front of Corsica in 2003, also in Nice, and the Basque ETA separatist group in 2007 near Biarritz. To be sure, I didn't even know that had happened. The majority of the attacks organized by Muslim jihadist militant individuals or groups have increased in a geometric progression frequency and number of casualties year after year. Between 2004 and 2013, there were 3 attacks, 1 bombing, 1 shooting, and 1 stabbing, with a total number of victims of 7 dead and 16 injured. During 2014, there were 3 attacks, all in December around Christmas, 1 stabbing and 2 vehicle ramming with 1 dead, 24 injured. During 2015, there were 6 attacks, 2 shootings, 1 shooting and stabbing. One event involved shootings, hostage taking, and suicide bombings, which was the November 13th through 15th Paris attack. 1 stabbing and 1 beheading, with 152 dead, including 130 in the Paris November attack, and 383 injured, including 352 in the Paris attack. During the first half of 2016, there have been 4 attacks, 2 stabbings and 2 vehicle ramming events, including the Nice attack, with at least 83 dead, including 80 plus in the Nice attack, and at least 103 injured, including 100 plus in the Nice attack. The figures in the Nice attack are not final. There will be more people that die, unfortunately. But obviously, in terms of number of dead and injured, the Nice attack is a solid second place after the Paris attack in November at the Bataclan Club, the National Stadium Stade de France, and elsewhere in the city, and surpassing the other Paris attack on January 7th, 9th at the Charlie Hebdo satirical magazine office. It has become noticeable that some attacks have been scheduled during major celebrations. Now, media continues to describe people in this last attack as being shocked and petrified. And I say this, and I mean this, enough with this media perpetual lamenting. Attacks of this type should be considered predictable. We are in a state of war. The media doesn't know about it. French President Francois Hollande was in the south of France when the attack occurred, and he returned to Paris to the National Crisis Center. So they said to reporters after the attack that the state of emergency imposed after the Paris attacks would not be extended after its expiration date on July 26th. So there you go. We've been witnessing shocking times, not from the series of Islamic terrorist attacks, which should have been considered predictable and avoidable a long time ago. See, this is what it would take. It would take the right intelligence work, and then we go out there and we murder, death, kill each and every one of these jihadis. And we don't sit back there and say, well, we're alienating the rest of them. Forget that. Forget all that namby-pamby stuff. Turn it over to the military. Say, listen, I need this done, and I'd like it done by next Friday. Let them go. What are our rules? Your rules of engagement don't matter. You go out, you take everything you've got, and you come back, and I want to know that everything is done when you get back. That's your rules of engagement. If we actually did that, if we unleashed the decimated military that we have now, our special operations should still be able to handle this. You know, it's the shocking times. The only time I ever hear of it being shocking is either from the government or from the media. This is not shocking. This is not shocking. We've had a president who won the Nobel Peace Prize, but he's dropped more cruise missiles than any other Nobel Prize winner, who went his first year on an apology tour. Do you think that the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, Al-Shabaab, ISIS, all of these little networks of terrorists, do you think they looked at that and said, he seems imposing?
No.
And, you know, they hear the same reports that we hear. You know, that's the beauty of satellite TV and cable TV and the interwebs. They hear everything we hear. Well, the military is down to the lowest number of people that's been involved in it since World War II pre-Pearl Harbor. They're hearing that. And, you know, we have a president, Barack Hussein Obama, who lives in a perpetual state of denial he's always denying what it is. I don't think he's denying it to himself. He's just denying it to us as if we're listening to him going, I feel better. He refuses to call the attacks what they really are, Islamic terrorist acts. On the other hand, you have another president, Francois Hollande, who refuses to extend the state of emergency because it would make no sense. You've got two great countries, the United States and France, led by two weak and pathetic leftist presidents. We get a chance to change this in about, 3.5-4 months? And we should. We should change this. All of you that are out there saying, Trump, I can't have. Well, look, Hillary's going to be worse than Obama. She is going to be worse. She's going to be worse. She's going to come in on day one attacking. She's already said, I'm going to do everything I can to attack the Second Amendment. I don't believe in the Heller decision. Blah, 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 blah. She's already said that. So we got to get behind Trump. We got to do that now. Can't stay home. If you stay home, you're helping Hillary. It is an indescribable shame to be in this nation, in the United States, to be led by this weak-kneed fool. And then, you know, who's next? We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA Studio. This is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Being told in the chat room now that the Turkish president is seeking asylum in Germany. I'm sure Angela Merkel will give it to him because she hearts Islam. For me, it is genuinely one of the things I like being a. And once again, they fixed the problem I was having with the. The show streams now at Ammoland.com, which is nice. It's really cool to be at that website. And the people that write at Ammoland are a bunch of fact-checking, studious people. I mean, you got David Kodry, you've got Rob Morse, you've got John Farnham, Tom McHale. I mean, you've got all kinds of people that write there on a regular basis. And before they publish anything, they're pretty sure they're right. So it's astonishing to see what lengths anti-gun people will go to in order to support their incredibly weak argument when they're making one. There is, for one, the rampant historical revisionism that drives most anti-Second Amendment politics these days. The folks who magically discover the super secret hidden history of the Constitution nearly 2.5 centuries after it was first written. Then there are the genuinely mystifying and seemingly illiterate arguments couched in a kind of incomprehensible practicality, like Joshua Holland's claim that the Dallas shooting undermines the Second Amendment's animating principle. makes me laugh. And he writes, in Dallas last week, Mika Johnson offered a real-world example of a law-abiding citizen taking up arms to fight what he perceived to be a government that was trampling the rights of its citizens. In reality, it looked like a bloody mass murder of a bunch of cops who were just doing their jobs. But make no mistake, Johnson was acting on one of the central beliefs that animates the gun rights movement. It's been called the insurgency theory of the Second Amendment, and it holds that Americans must have the right to own military-style weapons because a heavily armed populace is the last bulwark against a tyrannical government running amok. How do you go from, I hate white people and want to kill cops, to, well, I'm utilizing one of the animating principles of the Second Amendment, therefore I'm going to fight the tyrannical government? That's sort of a wide chasm to leap. And this argument on its face is sort of breathtaking because it implicitly assumes that you got a maniac murdering a bunch of cops. That is tantamount to a heavily armed populace who there were people there, black people there, Black Lives Matter people there carrying long guns who didn't do anything. They turned in their weapons, turned themselves in, and said, I'm not one of these guys. I'm not doing the shooting. Wow. But, you know, Joshua Holland. Joshua Holland, ladies and gentlemen. These two are not in the slightest equivalent and never seem to have crossed the mind of Joshua Holland. He seems to be able to draw no meaningful distinction between Dallas last week and Massachusetts in 1775. Can a writer for a popular magazine, even if it's for The Nation, be this terminally clueless? But maybe this isn't simply a historical gaffe here. Maybe liberals really are incapable of divining the difference between a psychopathic mass shooting and a rebellion against tyranny. Maybe the liberal political impulse has become so degraded that as far as progressives are concerned, there is no situation, none at all, in which one could ever be justified in rebelling against any authority anywhere, no matter how tyrannical the authority is, no matter how justified the case for rebellion may be. It's all illicit, all forbidden, not merely by statute, but by moral law. Government is so final and arbiter morality and rightness that you can't ever fight it for any reason, under any circumstance. Now, there's no doubt in my former military mind that Joshua Holland went through some modicum of education. He apparently knows things like sentence structure, which I don't. He knows how to structure an article, which I don't know how to do. You know, those are not things to be sneezed at. That's what makes it so hard for me to sit back and look at this educated person and understand that he could be so profoundly narrow-minded and unlettered. But this is what is the sad state of progressivism today. Government is so unimpeachable in their minds, such a godlike figure of ultimate authority, that even the concept of rebellion is unworkable, untenable. In any event, as Holland so clearly illustrates, you are hard-pressed to find a better justification for the Second Amendment than the liberals who argue against it. You know, if you're getting out there and if you're saying, doing, and advocating, and, you know, Gersh, you know, Gersh left the confines of his New York gigs, which, you know, if you can afford to live in New York, you're probably living in, I don't want to say that. The only part of the New York Times I can stomach is, what is it? Homes and Gardens. Because they have some beautiful places to live in New York City. I actually wouldn't mind, except for the fact that it's a gun-free utopia full of Marxism and run by a Marxist and a socialist, I actually wouldn't mind living in Brooklyn if I could carry a gun there. Rest of New York State, very pro-gun. New York City, not so much. New York City runs the entire state. But at least Gersh got out of his beautiful digs and went somewhere and shot a weapon, even though it caused him to, you know, urinate all over himself, probably caused certain orifices to pucker in ways he was completely unfamiliar with. I the only problem I have with that is that I wish I'd been there to see it. I feel cheated that I didn't not get to see Gersh's whole body clench up. Because there's no way that could have been. You know, one of the reasons that we use M16s and M4s today and AR-15s, the beauty of these weapons, is the rapid learning curve that somebody can go through to learn how to operate them. And the fact that they are fairly accurate when compared to the other weapons that are offered out there, and they seem to work pretty good, and we, you know, round wounds people, so then they have to, devote resources to pull their guy back and everything, and we can monkey with the load and increase the size of the round or of the bullet, and then turning it into a killing round. It's a modular Lego platform and everything else, and Gersh couldn't handle it. Just like Joshua cannot handle logic. Imagine a mind that small where I'm going to make my argument, my anti-gun argument, and you guys are just going to submit to it or die. Because government is unimpeachable. You can't fight them. It's pointless. You'll just be ground into dust, you little termite people, you. That is the subtext that you can, if you just sit back and listen to some of these guys, this is the subtext coming from the progressive side. When the funniest part of that is, if it ever actually happens, for all of these that are always out there writing, the attack shocked many. The biggest shock that would ever be in the world would be if there was a true insurgency of American patriotism that took up weapons in the United States today. All of these writers have these websites like Lupica, the New York Post, and all of these Marxists. The shock. There'd be a lot of people just laying there on the side of the road, dead, looking fine. They no wounds. Their heart just quit working. And that wouldn't be funny, but the shock would be funny. The look of shock would be funny. Am I seeming harsh tonight? I don't want to seem too harsh on him. On the other hand, this whole submitter I die thing sort of makes me angry. But we're going to go into the next hour, and I'm going to be harsher in the next hour. We'll be right back.
For an edge, eliminating the false, creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.